And this news update is being brought to you by Bayport State Bank. With offices in Bayport, Pigeon, Bad Axe, and Sebring, they're a member FDIC. Good morning from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Russ Cervantes with a look at your news for the hour. A Cass City woman and her four-year-old boy were injured in a two-vehicle crash Monday evening, July 27th, in Sanilac County after an Ohio driver allegedly ran a stop sign. The crash happened just before 6:25 p.m. at the intersection of Germania and Cass City Roads in Greenleaf Township. Sheriff's deputies say a 30-year-old Ohio man was driving a northbound Dodge Ram when he failed to stop at the intersection and collided with the passenger side of an eastbound Saturn Outlook. The SUV was driven by a 35-year-old Cass City woman who was traveling with the child. Both were taken to Covenant Healthcare in Saginaw for treatment. Their conditions have not been released. Investigators say the woman had no traffic control device in her direction of travel. Seatbelts were in use and airbags deployed in both vehicles. Alcohol is not believed to have been a factor. The Sanilac County Sheriff's Office says the investigation still remains ongoing and active. A Port Huron woman has been sentenced to prison after pleading guilty to multiple felony charges involving child abuse, criminal sexual conduct, and child sexual exploitation. 30-year-old Kelly Marie Burson was sentenced on Monday in St. Clair County Circuit Court. Under a plea agreement, she admitted to first-degree child abuse, aggravated child sexually abusive activity, second-degree criminal sexual conduct involving a child under 13, and distributing child sexually abusive material. A charge of using a computer to commit a crime was dismissed as part of the agreement. The court sentenced Burson to prison terms ranging from 56 months to 25 years, with all sentences to be served at the same time. Her longest concurrent sentence is 11 to 25 years. She's also received credit for 172 days already served and was ordered to have no contact with the victim. Michigan State Police say the case began after investigators traced the online distribution of child sexually abusive material to Burson. Evidence gathered during the investigation led to her arrest. The investigation was conducted by the Michigan State Police Computer Crimes Unit and ICAC, which is Internet Crimes Against Children Task Force. And Michigan families enrolled in the Women, Infants, and Children, or WIC, nutrition program can now use their benefits to order groceries online from Meijer. The Michigan Department of Health and Human Services announced Monday that Meijer has become the first retailer in the state to accept WIC benefits for online grocery purchases. The service is now available at all 122 Meijer locations in Michigan. Eligible shoppers can use their WIC card to purchase approved food items online while paying for non-WIC groceries with other payment method in the same order. Customers also have the option of curbside pickup or free home delivery. State officials say the new service is designed to help make healthy food more accessible for busy families and improve the overall shopping experience for WIC participants. The Michigan WIC program serves more than 187,000 women, infants, and children each month through nutrition assistance, education, breastfeeding support, and referrals to additional community resources. State officials say they plan to expand online WIC shopping to additional retailers in the coming future. And that's been a look at your news this hour, brought to you by Bayport State Bank. With offices in Bayport, Pigeon, Bad Axe, and Sebring, they're a member FDIC.
You're invited for a free All-Star Country Concert Wednesday, August 12th at the Grandstands during the Huron Community Fair, brought to you in part by Bayport State Bank. This is RC Wise from Bayport State Bank. There is limited seating, so get to the Grandstands early for best seating. The All-Star Country Music Concert features three different country bands: Waylon Hannell, Chase Murphy and the Backroads Band, and my good buddy, Randy Smeglinski. They will be lighting up the stage at 7 p.m. and play through 9:30 p.m., rain or shine, on Wednesday, August 12th. 2026 marks Bayport State Bank's 130th year of serving our Huron County community. If you don't bank with Bayport State Bank yet, stop into one of our offices in Bayport, Pigeon, Bad Axe, or Sebring and find out what real hometown banking is all about. So stop by the Huron Community Fair on Wednesday, August 12th, 7 p.m. for the free All-Star Country Music Concert at the Grandstands, brought to you in part by Bayport State Bank, an equal opportunity lender and member FDIC.
And that's been a look at your news this hour. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm Russ Cervantes.